Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you. In court today, Braden Tyler Vinson pleaded guilty to charges of driving with a suspended license and speeding. This plea agreement resulted in a dismissal of a second charge for operating with a suspended license. Vinson admitted that on December 17, 2025, he was driving 65 miles per hour in a 55 zone while his license was suspended. The court accepted the plea and sentenced Vinson to total fines and costs of $455 with a payment deadline set for May 30th. And a bench warrant with body bond has been issued for Shane Lee Cook Jr. after he failed to appear for a bond violation hearing yesterday. The hearing addressed an alleged bond violation from earlier this year with report filed yesterday, January 27th, or should I say last Tuesday, January 27th, 2026. Prosecutor Alexander Pahani requested the warrant, noting Cook's history of absconding from bond in previous cases. Defense attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach stated she had met with Cook on Tuesday and informed him of the hearing, but received no response to her attempts to contact him yesterday. The court affirmed Cook's absence via security cameras and granted the prosecution's motion order the bench warrant. When we come back after this Autumnwood of Deckerville sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
At Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you. Our compassionate care team is here to provide services for long-term care, short-term rehab, respite, and hospice. Your physician may recommend rehabilitation at a skilled nursing facility if you have been recently hospitalized for a chronic illness, surgery, or even injury. As you make this important decision, it's your choice where you want to receive care. Take a virtual tour of our facility at siennahealthcare.com or review your options at medicare.gov/nursinghomecompare. To verify insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about what your care path may look like, call 810-376-2145. We encourage you to come in for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Autumnwood of Deckerville is a Sienna Healthcare managed facility where we're all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and a single vehicle crash in Huron County resulted in disabling damage to an SUV, but no reported serious injuries, according to a State of Michigan traffic crash report. The incident occurred on January 22nd at approximately 6:17 p.m. on a non-freeway straight roadway in Rubicon Township, with conditions described as dark and unlighted. Should be dark and unlit, and the road surface icy. The report indicates a 2023 blue Chevrolet Blazer traveling southbound ran off the road, the right side of the roadway, and struck a tree, causing disabling damage to the vehicle's left front area. The driver was listed as using a shoulder lap belt, was not ejected, and airbags did not deploy. The crash narrative notes the driver sped too fast for road conditions. Eastern Huron Ambulance Service responded to the scene, and the vehicle was towed from the site. No other vehicles or passengers were involved. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you.